What's up, man? All right, guys. So I'm in San Rafael. I got like 10 minutes until my bus leaves. So I'm just gonna walk around the city of San Rafael, giving you a view of San Rafael. Now, San Rafael is about 20 minutes away from Guatapé. Now, unlike Guatapé, San Rafael is a real city, meaning it's not touristy, okay? San Rafael is not a tourist-oriented city, okay? So the people here, they live here, they work here. This is not a tourist city at all, meaning you don't get gringos, you don't get tourists, you don't get people coming here for the weekend, shit like that. That's actually my bus right there. That's a tuk-tuk. You can get around town with a tuk-tuk like that. That's my bus, guys. So I got like 10 more minutes before I have to come back here again. As you guys can tell, this is a small town. It's small and it's a safe town. As you guys can see, there's mountains over there. There's a police presence, obviously. Hey, is this guy leaving? Is this guy leaving or no? No, that's my bus. Yeah, that's my bus over there. I got 10 minutes. So, like I said, guys, I am just showing you San Rafael before my bus takes off. This is pretty much the main area of the city right here. Again, it's a small city. Yes, they have good-looking women here. See, this is what I've been telling you guys about. If you guys want to get laid, come to a small city like this. Don't go to big ass cities. And they have everything here. Donut shops, restaurants, they're hella cheap. They got a pharmacy. So, like I mentioned, it's a small town. It's a safe town. The weather is phenomenal, okay, guys? And again, Colombia by the equator, the temperature is relatively the same throughout the year. You just might get more rain or less rain depending on the season, but the weather is relatively the same around here. Dog, see? Police presence is all over the place. Whoop! So, as you guys can see, it's a nice, quaint little town. It's affordable, very affordable. The food is good. You know, again, a bakery. You know, they have everything here, guys. You can actually live here in San Rafael, even though it's a small city. You can actually live here, you know? There's really no reason for you to go somewhere else for your stuff, you know? If you want medical attention, yeah, go to Medellin and go to Bogota, go to Bucaramanga. But outside of like medical and legal needs, you can pretty much stay here in Bucaramanga and have everything you need right here. That's the main church. See, they have a mini market. Again, guys, this is just the main area of the place. It's not the whole city, okay? All right, so this is the church, gonna be quiet. Okay, Satya was yelling at me. Dan. This guy's selling. What the hell is this guy selling? He's selling something sweet, dosey. I'm telling you guys, women here are hot, and you guys have to keep in mind, a small city like this, man, as long as you know the language, you'll be fine. Almost ran over the little kid. See, hot woman. What did I tell you guys? You come to small cities like this, nestled up in the mountains, man. Don't waste your time going to the big cities to try to get laid. If you're like me, you want to take the easy route. No need for you to go anywhere else. Okay, like I said, that's my bus there. He's probably going to leave in the next couple of minutes. That's the bus driver, the old guy with the glasses. That's my bus driver. Again, police presence is all over the place. People are nice here. It's a really good place, guys. It's cheaper than Guatapé, because obviously Guatapé is a tourist city. Look how beautiful the women are here, guys. Look at how beautiful the women are. More beautiful than any of the trash we have back in America. So anyway, guys, that was a quick tour of San Rafael. It's nice, it's cheap, it's affordable, it's safe, the weather is amazing. Yeah, man, you guys really should come to San Rafael. It's only 2 hours away from freaking Medellin. Anyway, guys, talk to you later. Peace.